This is Sound Mindset. I'm Robert, and today I'm in a great mood because today is Friday. I hope you're doing well wherever you're joining me from. I'm in Franklin, Tennessee, and I'm loving this spring weather. I'm sure you are too. If you are on this side of the globe, the northern hemisphere, if you're not, sorry, friend, you're moving into winter. But listen, here's what we do in our few moments together. We focus on our breathing to get centered and still. We acknowledge how we're feeling. We let God know our feelings. And then we focus on His Word. We do this every day to just get ourselves centered and still. To be known and to know God. So as we begin, I invite you to get comfortable. Relax your body. Quiet your mind. And let's focus on our breathing. Take a slow, deep breath. Inhaling through your nose. Hold it for a few seconds and then let it escape slowly through your mouth. We'll do this a few more times, just breathing in deeply through your nose and exhaling slowly through your mouth. Relax your muscles and any tension you might be carrying, any stress, just let it go. And if you get distracted, it's totally normal. Just gently bring your attention back, paying attention to the rising and the falling of your chest as you breathe. Just get fully present in this moment right now as you breathe in and out. Now let's take a moment to check in with ourselves. So often we don't take time to be in touch with actually what's going on. So this is that moment. How are you feeling right now? No right or wrong answer. Just honestly identify what you're feeling in this moment right now. Now that you've identified what you're feeling, it's time to focus on our Father. He promises to meet us in stillness, so He's here with us. I want you to picture Him in whatever space you're in right now. He's here and you have His undivided attention and He wants to know you. Tell Him those feelings you just identified. Tell Him how you're feeling. And now let's just make some space for God to speak to us in stillness. Listen for His still, small voice. Listen for what He wants to tell you right now. Today, our scripture reading is from Acts 2, verse 42 through 47. All the believers devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching, and to fellowship, and to sharing in meals, including the Lord's Supper, and to prayer. A deep sense of awe came over all of them, and the apostles performed many miraculous signs and wonders. And all the believers met together in one place and shared everything they had. They sold their property and possessions and shared the money with those in need. They worshiped together at the temple each day, met in homes for the Lord's Supper, and shared their meals with great joy and generosity, all while praising God and enjoying the goodwill of all the people. And each day, the Lord added to their fellowship those who were being saved. What do we see and hear about the body of Christ and what it was all about? They met together, devoted to worship, teaching, fellowship, eating together and praying. Just brothers and sisters gathering with one common bond of growing in Christ and encouraging one another. It sounds really simple, doesn't it? Sounds really cool, too. Listen once again to today's passage. All the believers devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship and to sharing in meals, including the Lord's Supper and to prayer. A deep sense of awe came over them all, and the apostles performed many miraculous signs and wonders. And all the believers met together in one place and shared everything they had. They sold their property and possessions and shared the money with those in need. They worshiped together at the temple each day, met in homes for the Lord's Supper, and shared their meals with great joy and generosity, all while praising God and enjoying the goodwill of all the people. And each day, the Lord added to their fellowship those who were being saved. If you desire to get rid of as much instability in your life as possible, and to secure yourself more and more in your relationship with Christ, the template in today's message is the true key to finding that. It's focusing on community, merging your life with other believers who have your same heart, mind, and goals is crucial to finding health and maturity in every way, most especially spirituality. We need each other. Where is that place that you go to find fellowship? If you don't have one right now, what might you do to seek out a community with the common bond of serving Christ? What would that look like for you? As we enter this weekend, I want to encourage you to ask God to reveal what is true community, where you can find that, and maybe more importantly or as important, how you can be that true community for someone else. As you ruminate on this, let's take some slow, deep breaths once again. Breathe deep, then slowly exhale. And let go of your strife and stress. Let's move into the balance that God offers us as we trust Him. And let's pray. Heavenly Father, life among the believers in the early church was pretty straightforward. Not many frills. Help me to find that. Help me to find my place in your body. I know my security and my kids' security can be found in you and also in those who love you. And help me to be that security that you give to others. As above, so below. Amen. All right, well, it's been a great week with you. I'm so honored and glad we get to do this together. And I'm praying that you have a great weekend. Until we can be together again on Monday, God bless.